Yes, so. W8FU. W8BPD. Morning, Sean. Good morning. Okay, you're on your way to work. Just put my wheels in the street. You got about 7 minutes and I'll be there. Well, I did the same, just put my wheels on the street, but it'll be more than 7 minutes. About a 30-minute run for me. So, tis what it is. Yeah, I just put this radio back in the truck with the freshly printed bracket. It looks pretty good. I'm just going to see if it will hold up at all. Roger. Hold up 1 sec, dealing with something. All right, sorry about that. You said you just put what back in the truck, seeing how it works? This is my Motorola 4550, and I just printed a new 3D printed a new bracket for it, and it sits in here nicely, a lot better than the last one. And we're going to have to drive it around a little bit and see how it works. Yeah, all right, very good. You know, most vehicles don't have a hump anymore. I'm guessing that you got some sort of a center console you got to deal with. Yeah, the drink tray slides in and out, and I got a big console there. So this thing's flat on the bottom, but a little bit of contour on the inside. Just made a bracket that'll sit in there and keep it right up against the cup tray when it's in its extended position. Well, that sounds like a plan. How's it working so far? You know, 3D printing, that's the one thing I have not gotten into yet. It seems like everybody and their brother's getting into that, but I have not yet. I just don't have the place to set it up. You need an area where you got to get it all set up. I just don't have a spot. Maybe I might dabble, but hasn't been on my radar. But anyhow, back to the bracket. How's it working so far? As hoped so far. Not moving around too much. Kind of traps it in there the way it's made. And I lowered it down. I showed Wally on last Sunday. He said he wants one, but I lowered it down a little bit. It sits in there really nice right now. The 4550, that's a mobile, right? Or is that a handheld? I can't remember. No, it's the DMR mobile. Yep, I know the one. I just, there was a handheld and a mobile of that vintage, and then there was a, then there's the 7550, 5550. And I knew the vintage, I just wasn't sure which one it was. Yeah, that's mostly what I use around here. I know I'll get another radio eventually, HT from Warren Third, but nothing I can do in a mobile there. CERT gives out 4550s. All right. There you go. Wonder where they got those. That's a DMR radio. Is there any DMR regularly used by the group?
No, the DMR is my radio. I said I'm getting another radio from CERT, and I can't do anything for a mobile with that.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. Guessing through CERT, you're probably going to get a APX handheld. If so, cup holder.
that's what I was afraid of. But right now, they're waiting on them to be programmed and all that good stuff. And my first training is next weekend if I'm not at a bowling tournament, and that conflicts with it. So we'll see. Well, you don't gotta worry too much about it. The archives are gonna run months. There's just no speeding it up. They're running about. The official word they say when you submit is about 4 months, and they were only submitted recently. So there's a long wait. Well, they say it is what it is. Okay, sir. Well, I am back into my parking spot. I have 9 minutes to make it into the building. I will chat with you later. WABPD. I'll listen out. All righty. Catch you later. Have fun at work. WAFU. Dakota. WAFU. It's a chilly Friday morning. W-8-F-U.
This is KFA-FQN listening.
W1BLU, W1BLU, this is NAWRO. Nothing heard, NAWRO, clear. KJO from W8EAP. Yeah, nothing heard. W8EAP, standing by. Radio check, KFA-FMG.
W8FU. Did you get a chance to look that stuff up? I bumped my knob, and I saw the spike go up here, and I bumped it back, and I heard, did you have a chance to look that stuff up? So I'm guessing it's Phil. I couldn't quite make out the voice in the car here because of the volume. Yes, sir. Good evening. There you go. Now I recognize. Yes, I did a little bit, and I called my my sales guy, who coincidentally said he hasn't sold those for about 4 years. And we touched base and all that. He agrees, you know, the tracking generator. Other than that, you get the protocols that you want. He did say that if you wait for if you're buying new and you wait for CES, he says a lot of times they'll throw in a lot of the auto-tune protocols. They'll throw them in for free if you buy new at CES. And he said the problem that he sees with buying a used one is they can be quite old, and you know, you don't know if you're getting somebody else's profits. But of course, that's, you know, it's always a risk, right?
Yeah, well, this guy says it's got everything we're looking at. We mentioned P25 NXDM, tracking generator, the antenna analyzer, everything we mentioned. And, you know, I said, you know, she's probably going to be a little leery about somebody off of Facebook. He sent me all kinds of reviews that people have given him. And I did some looking on my own. He seems to be pretty legit.
Yeah, that's the thing you got to think, you know, you get a story, you know. You know, how did you come into these, you know, what was the story, et cetera, et cetera. You know, maybe if you get the, you know, if he gives you the information, you know, off the one you're going to get, you could call them and ask them to check it, make sure it's, you know, legit. You know, make sure it's not showing up as... But I, you know, you know the shtick on that. Where's he at? Where's he out of?
Yeah, apparently New York. Some place I've never heard of, but... I know. Someplace starts with an M.
Right. Yeah, I can't help you there, but, you know, like I said, if you, you know, vet them, you know, with the reviews and all that, is it a bona fide brick and mortar? You know, the big thing is, how'd you get them? You know, I mean, because that's an unusual thing to have, especially in quantity.
Yeah, apparently he's business buying up all the sold stuff, you know, they're reselling. Actually, I know you're looking at the site, but he seems to be everywhere. I think he's the administrator of that site, of that page.
Well, it would be a good marketing strategy. So there you go. I mean, I can't say for sure, but looks you know, that everything you're telling me sounds pretty legit. But again, you know, how'd you come into these? It's an unusual thing they have, especially in quantity. I would really want to, you know, say, you know, and he says, you know, if you had a satisfactory answer for that, then that might put any, the last concerns I might have to rest.
Okay, and that the guy I told you I was going to, supposed to give us a loaner, I heard he may be coming by Tuesday with it.
Well, there you go. Yeah, check it out. Take it around the block. See if it helps you. Now, the thing you can do with that, well, you know, you can sell that service. You know, and figure out time and all that stuff. And, you know, periodically, if people are willing to do it, people should be doing that. If not yearly, bi-yearly, you know, every 2 years, people really should be bringing their stuff in to have that, have them gone through. They'll help you find problems and things like that, sure, but, you know, you should have people getting those, getting their stuff tweaked there. Okay, I'm at Chicken Shack. I'm going to run inside and get my chicken.
We're just going out for dinner, too. Almost there. So, yeah, I was just thinking if he does drop it off, maybe you come by sometime and give me a quick lesson on it or whatever. I don't know if it's, it's in your car, if you're free enough or not to do that, but I'll throw that out there. All right, catch you later. WFUKP.
Yep, that wouldn't be a problem. Just let me know, and you'll. It's pretty intuitive. You know, I'll show you a couple little things, and you'll take right off on it. Okay, I'm gonna run and get my chicky. Hello to all. Be back in a bit. W8FU.
KF8FSO.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. W8FU.
W8FU.
What up, Walter?
Just getting ready. We're going to go to the Dumpy Bar and grab a sandwich.
I heard barn. What's the name of the place?
Called the Dumpy Bar.
Bar. I thought I heard barn. Dumpy Bar. There you go. Where's that one? Not heard of it.
Fairhaven, right there by the DNR launch. But I'm afraid it could be crowded because everybody's hanging out at the DNR launch. It's kind of like party village out there now, because the ice is still so thick and everybody is driving out there and parking and having bonfires on the ice. I ask you, how do you do a bonfire on the ice and then not go through? I need to know how that works.
Yeah, when the ice is like solid all the way to the ground, to the bottom, it can get a wet hole, but I don't know if it can go through. You can just keep digging. I don't know. Apparently it's working. I'll bet it's going to be something out there, and my guess is that restaurant might be rocking. So, well, good for you. We're doing Chicken Shack, so I just loaded up the Chicken Shack, and I am turning into my subdivision now with the fowl.
I was over there this week for visiting a client that was way over there, almost to Quinder and north, right at the still Shelby Township, about 23 mile, give or take, on the west side of the road. Mounded, something, and it's where the old Four Bears water park used to be. That's where I was at. And anyway, it's right there. I don't know what they call the town, but there was a Chicken Shack there, and now it's called something else. But I went in there and had lunch, and it was Chicken Shack. There was no difference. The only thing was the name on the door. I don't know if they're changing names or if somebody bought this one out, but it was their recipe.
Yeah, that's Auburn Road in DeQuinter. Four Bears was between Auburn and Ryan, I guess, but Ryan, I don't think, runs up all the way, so Auburn kind of dips. Maybe it does, I don't know. But anyhow, and I think it's called
is it North Branch Chicken or something like that?
Something of that nature. But, you know, I like chicken. I mean, that's my favorite fast food. And, it was called something like that. But it used to be a Chicken Shack, and it looks like a Chicken Shack, but it's called something else. And the chicken is Chicken Shack. So all I'm saying is if you're ever over there and you want that, it's basically the same place with a different name, and I don't know why.
You know what? I think it's called North Shack. I think that's what it is. Anyhow, I'm pretty sure North is in there. So, but I've been there once, and I thought it was very good, but I didn't think it was as good. I thought it was pretty darn good, but I'm a big Chicken Shack fanatic. But that was only one time, you know, a sample of one. Who knows? You know, could have went on a day where the kid was, on the fryer too long or something. I will have to try it again. It was definitely good, so there's no reason why, I guess different is what it seemed to me.
Yeah, well, I think you've got customers out that way anyway, so I'm just giving it a plus, a thumbs up.
There you go. Yeah, I've heard good things about it. So, and like I said, I was there once, and it was definitely good. All right, I'm going to get out here and get in with the chicken, and you guys have fun. And, let us know how the bar, what did you say? Dirty bar? I don't know. Let us know if you were able to get in, get seated, or if you have to keep going to Algonac. All right, I'm out of here. W8FU.
AE2GYA.